Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Johnson is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a new friend, and he is an expert in the area of gender. At least he's becoming an expert and talks about these things, gender, the differences between the way men and women behave in the marketplace. And he's written a book called Cracking the Boys Club Code, and he's here to talk to us about that right now. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Michael, it sounds like you're giving away our secrets here. If I, you know, I'm going to take the guy's side of this for at least for the moment. And by the way, I typically prefer having these kinds of conversations with me and a female, not me and another guy.
Okay.
Because it sounds like I'm concerned that you and I both could get into some serious trouble here.
Well, maybe we can keep each other out of it, or get us both into it, one or the other.
One or the other, but anyway, so tell us what the Boys Club Code is.
Well, this the book was written because it was from my I was a single father of two young daughters, and seeing the trials and tribulations that my daughters went through as they grew up, first of all from the playgrounds and then up through into their current professions, they were getting what I felt was needlessly frustrated by the men in their lives, by the men that they came in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found was they were interpreting that men saw the world the same way as they did.
Ah.
And quite frankly, we don't see the world the same way.
No, men and women are different.
It's profoundly different. And if you understand where the other person is coming from and that their world's different from yours, and you can understand a little bit of the rules that they use as they navigate through the world, then you're in a much better position to get the outcomes you want.
And there's something else. The dialect. Men and women have different dialects.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me give you an example. And this happened to me Friday, and I couldn't wait to tell this on the air. Because my wife and I just been having a conversation about this, about the different dialects, and she agrees with me to a degree, but she doesn't let me take it too far. She jerks me back, you know, pretty quick if I go too far afield. But I was on a small commuter plane, a commuter jet, regional jet, on Friday, and I was asking the lady at the desk at the airline. I was trying to find out which aircraft it was, and I said, "Is it a 2-in-1? Meaning, which is, you know, the seating arrangement? Is it some of them have one seat on one side and two on the other?"
Right.
And I said, "Is it a 2-in-1?" And the lady looked me straight in the eye, and without blinking, she said, "No, it's a 2-in-1." I said, "Is it a 1-in-2?" And I hope that's what I said. I said, "Is it a 1-in-2?" And she said, "No, it's a 2-in-1."
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, this is a smart lady, but in her mind, she was looking at it from the other side of the aircraft.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I was looking at it from the other, obviously from the other side. And this is a classic example to me of how, of the different dialects that men and women have when they're trying to communicate with each other. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I'll give you an example. I was in a meeting the other day, and one woman, it was a group of men and women, and one woman said, do you think it's cold in here? And, of course, the hidden message with women is that, you know, she's saying, it is cold in here, and I'd like you to turn the... But one of the guys just blurted out, he says, no, because men are literal.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And so
that happens in my office or my house every day.
Yeah, and of course, the woman felt a little offended by it. And the guy says, what?
What did I do?
Yeah. And it wasn't, no one was meaning anything.
No, he just answered a question.
Absolutely, because we're very literal.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that we talk about, you know, women, men are used to using what I call imperative sentences, and,
right.
and that is, you know, if you say something like, could you have this reporter at my desk by 4, a man will interpret that as, well, yeah, if I get around to it.
Yeah.
So
right.
you need to be very clear. Please have it on my desk.
Right. Well, see, I've had that training session in my own organization. I've had some of the women in my organization get frustrated because they weren't able to get somebody to respond to them the way that they intended for them to respond. And I said, well, how did you ask for it? And they would say what you just said a minute ago. Could I have so-and-so? I said, you've got to be more specific. I know it's not your nature to be that way, but you've got to say, I need you to call me back by 5.
Right, exactly. And I think the men a lot of times get a bad rap that we're purposely dissing women. And that's one of the reasons on the thing that I got really interested in. I don't
mm-hmm.
think we do. I just think we're working to a different set of rules.
Well, and a different dialect. For example,
Absolutely.
How many times has a woman said to you, Michael, well, it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Yes.
I get that I get that all the time. And I didn't think I didn't intend anything.
Well, you know, communication, tonality is a big portion of the intent of the communication. Women tend to soften their
right.
especially
right.
their tonality.
Right.
And
they
will generally end sentences with a kind of like on an uptick, which sounds a
right.
little bit like a question.
Like the Irish, huh?
Yeah, and men won't. Men's usually it's a command or flat at best.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that sounds harsh.
Right. And why do you think women do that?
Well, it goes back to the days of, I think, of our early ancestors where women were, you know, in the camp, and the highest thing, their highest priority was that they had to get along with one another.
Right, consensus.
Right, and so they spent a lot of time making sure that everybody was happy with one another, that
right.
they were in good states.
Right.
Because guess what happened if they got thrown out of the camp?
Right.
They died.
Well, and so, but women, my business experts on the show talk all the time about how women make decisions by consensus. They're more likely to build consensus rather than be dictatorial, which is the more likely thing that men will do. But it's not that men want to be dictatorial. It's just that we know what we want. We state what we want. We expect it to be done.
Well, yeah, I think we complicated it even more is that women are... they look at all the relationships.
Right.
Hold on to that thought,
Michael. I've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages. Fascinating stuff. Still not very much in trouble, but there's still time. Don't worry. 20 after. Stay with us.
Because this land's the place I love. And here
welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and we make it available free of charge. No barriers to entry at all. If you can show up, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter if you want to follow me there, at Jim Blasingame. Michael Johnson is our guest and our new friend. He's going to soon to be an old friend because he qualifies. Michael, you qualify for a return visit. All you had to do was laugh at my jokes. I'm very, you know, very, very low requirements here. Michael Johnson is the author of Cracking the Boys Club Code, The Women's Guide to Being Heard and Valued in the Workplace. Michael, are you married?
No.
Has this book helped you get dates? I would think that would work for you.
Oh, it's a great. Yeah.
I mean, this is better than a puppy in the park, isn't it? Huh?
You're giving away all my secrets now.
I'm just having some fun, ladies. You know I'm having fun. You know I love you. Hey Michael, tell us how we can find the book.
It's on Amazon and Borders, all your major bookstores.
What about your own website?
Have it on the shelf.
What about your own website?
www.crackingtheboysclubcode.com.
The whole thing, crackingtheboysclubcode.com. No apostrophe in the URL, though, right?
That's correct.
There you go. Just boys, plural, clubcode.com. Check it out. Michael, you were saying something when we went to the break about the way women think, and we were talking about the different dialects and everything. One of the things that I'd like for you to talk about is what you think, if you think that the marketplace is being served by, if after all these years in the 21st century, 10% almost into the 21st century, is the marketplace being served, is the business environment being served by a better dialogue between men and women? Are we making progress?
I think it's getting better. I think there's still a long way to go. I think we're talking more. I think we're starting to appreciate more each other and the differences. But there's still a long ways to go on the thing.
Yeah. Who's the biggest impediment to? Well, let me ask you this question. With the obvious differences, all the different viva la difference between the genders, should we really ever expect for there to be complete harmony? I mean, there with the sexual tension and everything that's going to come with the genders, it's never really going to be perfect, is it?
No, but I think there can be more appreciation. I mean, we are different for a reason. Nature wired us so that we would survive, and rather than let's embrace these differences. You know, off air, you and I were talking about men are straight line. I mean, that, you know, we are very single focused.
Yeah.
We look and sometimes at our peril, because
right.
we don't look at what the impact it has on other things around, especially people.
And women are more collaborative in their decision making. Men are more, if I see what I want, I go after it, and women are more, well, let me ask somebody else's opinion. And as you say, sometimes that's to their advantage, and sometimes it's not.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's even more to their advantage, quite frankly, in the nowadays, because what do corporations have of value anymore other than their IP? Because if you look at corporations today, generally what IP meaning people and their ideas, they generally will send the stuff out to be designed so else offshore. They mm-hmm. usually have it built offshore. So what we have here is we're trying to attract and keep the very best people. Well, men talk about collaboration and cooperation
and relationships,
but that's not who we are.
Yeah.
And women know this,
mm-hmm.
and it's in their very bones. So I think the two together make for a very powerful and enduring corporation.
Well, I think that for the same reasons that I believe the future is going to be good for small business, I think the future is going to be good for women business owners, Michael.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And here's why. Every day that goes by, we value relationships more than commodities.
Yes.
More
yes.
than the things we buy. Because we can get things wherever we want. I mean, almost virtually everything that we buy today is a commodity. The only thing that's unique in any transaction we make, Michael, is the relationship or the experience we have with people. And women are better at that than men are.
Oh, absolutely.
Genetically and in every other way. And that's the reason why I think there's an advantage for small business over big business in the future, and I think there's an advantage for women over men in the future. What do you think?
I agree with you. Not only the relationships, and because of this, you know, they're really good at seeing new trends and seeing how things are coming out, because they're paying attention to all the little nuances that are going on in the marketplace. So
when I'm looking for something on a website or something, I'll call my wife in and I'll say, "Where is this?" And she'll find it immediately because I'm looking hard for the answer, and she's just looking for connection.
Absolutely.
And she'll dissect a website in a heartbeat. It'll take me a minute or two to figure it out. I mean, you're exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the world's our oyster right now, and I agree with you. And especially,
but they need to have. And every woman business expert that I've ever talked to has agreed with me. Women need to. If I could give them one thing, it'd be more self-confidence.
Yes.
Ladies, think about that. Hey, I gotta wrap it up. Will you come back another day, Michael? We got a lot more to talk about. We didn't get into nearly as much trouble as I thought we would.
Well, there's always another day.
Exactly. We'll do it again. Thanks for being here. Good
job. I would
like
that, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks. Michael Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Cracking the Boys Club Code. Got to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.